This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Free Guy. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this brand new action comedy sort of...
Sure.
Sneaky rom-com.
Sort of tech-fi, I don't know.
Yeah, sci-fi sort of, yeah. Directed by Sean Levy with a story by Matt Lieberman and written by he and Zach Penn. It's obviously produced by a bunch of people, including Ryan Reynolds, the star, and Sean Levy, and also stars Jodie Comer, Lil Howery, here we go, Utkarsh Ambudkar, Joe Keery, and Taika Waititi. It's 115 minutes long. The budget was somewhere between $100 and $125 million, and a lot like last week's The Suicide Squad, it's only taken about $10.5 million so far in a very early part of the weekend out of the States. Wayne, what's it about?
Free Guy. So Ryan Reynolds plays Guy, who's like an NPC or non-playable character for anyone who had sex in the 90s. it's like a movie extra in a game for the uninitiated. He lives in an online multiplayer game, which is kind of like GTA Online. And then one day he starts going about his routine slightly differently and slowly starts to learn to think for himself and goes from being a non-playable character to sort of an actual character or having self-awareness. And he's, you know, that's usually controlled by someone in real life, but he exists purely within the game. And there's, actually, I don't want to tell you anything more about this. It's basically about that and the journey and the people who created this character.
Yep, fair enough. On Rotten Tomatoes, it has an approval rating of 82% based on 196 reviews with an average rating of 7 out of 10. And the always harsher Metacritic has it as 62 out of 100 based on 46 critical reviews. All right, Wayne, then with that in mind, what did you think of Free Guy?
In a word, brilliant! I love this show. Absolutely love it.
You weren't expecting that?
Okay, so people, this film is, I would actually say I feel a little bit like it was made for me.
That sounds familiar. Who said that recently?
Who did say that?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, yeah, Suicide Squad. Yeah, I feel, well, this is the Wayne version, and obviously there's a lot less blood. so check it out. The movie itself, from its errant use of Mariah Carey music, to like the pop culture references and the gaming things.
Mariah Carey, how did I forget?
Oh, bro. And also the characters.
Ryan Reynolds in khaki pants.
Khaki pants and a Henley. Henley. Henley is, I wear the shit out of those. This is a Henley, Paul.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, t-shirt with like the buttons and stuff. Yep. A little more fancy than a t-shirt. Makes it all good. Plus everyone can attend the gun show still. The point is that.
It's a very short show in Wayne's case.
It's very short. It is cancelled, actually. But yes, all of those things were me like just loving the show, okay? So that's there. But more than that, I do believe the show actually has a little more to tell. For example, the way this thing plays out, there's
keeping
some...
spoiler-free, of
yes,
course,
yes.
To begin.
There are elements and themes of self-actualization. Mm-hmm. And all metaphysical shit, like how are we all here, what's real, that type of thing, okay? Yeah. I will tell, well,
very
it's
loosely.
giving it something more than it was, because I'll tell you
is
the stuff
is it a casual
that,
wave as it drives past, maybe?
Of course, but that's like, because it's too busy being funny, Paul! It's too busy being funny.
Wow.
So, you know, here's what's going on, everyone. I love the show, Paul has decided he doesn't like it, so it's going to go that way now. Wait for his review, okay? But I will tell you this, okay? The movie itself has a freedom because of its format and its premise, that a lot of other films wish they had. For example, it exists in a movie, in a video game, right? So the characters are somewhat invincible, okay? And it's fine because it's a video game, not Fast and the Furious, which is fucking like, no, these people really exist, okay? Yep. So there's that. And I think that that's really cool. I think the characters themselves, because there's a whole world outside the game, which I didn't know was actually there.
Going to be a big thing, yep.
Right? So those characters have to actually exist. Like one of them, you know, interacts with Ryan Reynolds and with Joe Keery outside, Jodie Comer. And she has to have a dynamic with both those people. They do that quite well. This is a simple premise, but it's actually quite hard to execute and make interesting and make funny. And I think they've done that. Obviously, you won't and don't. But for me, that's actually why it's so good. It's actually cool and funny to watch. I was laughing my ass off.
Wow.
Ass off.
Wow. Ass off.
How about you, Paul? What did you think?
Well, by comparison.
Oh, yeah! God. Why? What an ass hair. Son of a bitch. Balls to y'all.
This is bog standard fucking average.
Really?
The good things in this film are almost perfectly weighted out by the shit things, and there are plenty of shit things in this film.
Hardly any.
Ryan Reynolds, okay, it's time. It's time to finally call this.
Disagree! He is being Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds just plays Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds cannot act. Ryan Reynolds is fucking good at being Ryan Reynolds.
He can act.
When's the last time you saw him do any kind of dramatic.
That buried thing.
Yeah, he was better in that. You're actually right. That is the last time. Maybe I haven't seen the voices, but I have to assume he's not playing Ryan Reynolds in that film, which is a film where he's a psychopathic murderer.
Oh, he's done lots of. Look, this is definitely him playing Ryan Reynolds. But I'll tell you something else. I'm not sick of it yet.
Whereas it's grating on you.
Grating on you? Yeah. Okay, fine. But it does work, I think you'll find.
He's fine in the film because he's playing himself. Like I said, he's fine.
Wouldn't you say Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds?
That's what I'm saying. I'm a bit over it. It's basically the same character with cursing and bloodshed and violence. Therefore, I like that one more.
Shock. Yes, of course.
But point being, sure, everybody else is except for Taika Waititi's character. Fuck, I hated him. His character is so bad. It sucks the life out of every other scene, as well as the fun and funniness out of every scene.
Really? So you're talking about the CEO guy, and you're saying it's not that his character is reprehensible, it's the execution thereof?
Yeah, both.
Both.
Like, just so far over the top. Absolutely. It's not just scenery chewing, it's movie chewing. He almost, like I said, he's like a supernova, which explodes and takes out everything else in every scene. I'm just like, oh, fuck off.
I mean, I think it's a pretty simple role. He's just there to be the mustache-twirling baddie of sorts.
But it's so, like, compare it, say, probably not fairly, to someone like Alan Rickman, who infuses...
Yeah, not fair. role,
right? But, well, really, it's the same thing. It's being an over-the-top bad guy, yet so amazing versus terrible.
It's written to not get in the way of the leads, in my opinion, because it's like, this is the thing that you're raging against.
He overwhelms every scene he's in. There should have been many directions to said Taika, scale it back, mate. Scale it back. Too much. Not funny. Too much.
I didn't think of him as not funny, but I don't usually.
Come on.
To be honest,
all the funny business film have nothing to do with him. They're all in-game references to stuff.
Agree. So in a way, anyone could have played that role, you might think. Yes, sure.
And I just think it should have been scaled right back. Anyway, so that was my biggest bugbear, which really, that's it. Automatic star off.
That's a small part of the film.
No, come on.
It's like
I was hoping he'd only be in it a little, but he comes into it more and more.
It's a catharsis type thing. That's the agent. But okay, fine. That's for me. You didn't like that? Get it?
I think the plot itself is extremely, of course, predictable. There's nothing surprising here about this movie. There's one cameo towards the end that was laugh-worthy.
Dude, pierce my pants. Yep. We'll talk about it in spoilers.
We'll talk about spoilers. That was funny, and I'll give the film credit for that.
Come on. The whole thing was the whole back end of the movie was like that.
But it's just... I guess what I'm saying is so pedestrian, this film. It feels like you're just hanging on. Once the last dry up, and again, that apart from that one bit towards the end, they absolutely dry up after the first half
an
hour.
Lord, what a tough crowd you are.
Yeah. My wife liked it. I was arms folded by it halfway through, just going, there's how long left to go in this movie? Fuck.
Man, before this review, I was like, man, I wish I watched this with Paul, but now I don't. All right? Now I know what you would have done. You would have Taika Waititi'd the whole experience and sucked all the life out of it. I was at Gold Flaps, man. Because I tried to get a 12:30 session and I forgot until yesterday, that I had to watch this.
Right, so good. Excellent. Happen. Once again, very professional.
Very professional. Yep. And I got there, didn't I? So I had to. The only session was a gold class session, and I typically don't like doing that because it's a small cinema and there's not many people in there and yada yada yada. Right.
I love gold class.
I know. I do. Don't get me wrong. I like sitting there and with the reclining seats and the jerking off. But the point is that if we it's dark.
Well,
it's dark, Paul.
The problem is at home Wayne doesn't have any reclining seats.
Yes, well, no free popcorn though.
That's what kind. Extra butter flavor.
There you go. I'm glad we took this diversion. Okay, so anyway, I'm there, and there's not many people in the damn cinema. I am the whore laughing, all right? So when something happens, I'm like, and then I hear four or five people laugh behind me, and then to the side and to the right.
Mostly because they're laughing at
at my laugh, of course. But
it helped.
I'll take it. And everybody loves that shit. So anyway, if a movie was relatively quiet and yet I laughed, and because other movies are spoiled, I thought, oh, no one's around to laugh with me. But this didn't. I was like, hee-hee-hee-hee. So that's my shit. See?
Yeah. All right. Well, look, that's our general thoughts. I think the special effects run the gamut from being very good at times to being very CGI, which I guess is what happens in the computer game. So it kind of gets away with it on that basis.
Totally.
There's a couple of nice directorial flourishes, particularly early on. But I just don't think that this idea is enough for 2 hours. And I think it's so derivative of better films that have come before. I spent my whole time going, well, that's that.
What?
Ooh. And not done as well.
Really?
Yeah. Would you like me to list them off?
Yes, I would.
Got nothing?
Hang on.
Truman Show?
No!
Yes.
This isn't that. Truman Show.
The Matrix? Not as good.
Yeah, but The Matrix is a... You know, actually, I would
Ready
argue...
Ready Player One? Probably as good.
That's pretty tough. That motherfucking costs like a shit ton of money.
They live with the glasses.
Oh, fuck off with your balls. That's shit. No. This is a whole different thing with that glasses thing, man. Because the whole point
is... Westworld.
Yeah, Westworld.
So all of these things.
But because it's a video game, like the things that happen in it, like they're presented, they do a good enough job of making it seem like a living video game, I think. No?
The best parts, the funniest bits I found in the film were what's happening in the background.
Yeah.
Where just like you'll just see someone do and something explodes and crashes or a tank just rolls by or whatever. That stuff I found it remotely amusing.
Yeah, see, it's all good.
But not all good. I'm saying I found that amusing. And I found it more funny than what was going on in the main plot line, which is a worry.
Well, I will say this. You don't need to know video games in order to enjoy this game. But if you do know video games...
Yeah, you get more out of it.
Yeah, you get way more out of it.
GTA,
you get, like,
GTA 4 in particular.
Yes, and also like the teabagging after you kill someone. that shit's real. Like, you know, help packs and shit like that. Those are all... That's why it was good for me. Anyway, I understand.
All right, there we are. Wayne loved it. I thought it was middling at best. So let's get into spoilers and just the terrible plot on the other side of this.
Here's a spoiler. Paul's a cunt.
You can't handle the truth.
And apparently Wayne can't handle it. This is a pretty average film.
Apparently Paul can't handle having eyes.
We're going to need many, many beers after this before we do record the proper episode.
Hang on. You went from eh to this is shit.
No,
so
no,
fuck
it's not
you.
It's absolutely eh. I just need to counter your ridiculous overinflation.
Okay. Let's talk about what I thought was pissed funny towards the end. You didn't think it was funny when the camera cuts from the game to those two young, like 13, 15 year old girls playing the game. And she's like, what's happening here? And the little kid's like, so it's an NPC. No, waste that motherfucker.
No, just waste that mother.
And they cut even funnier. Yeah,
that was,
even funnier.
That okay. Was funny.
And then when he's jumping off the thing and he gets into that wrecking ball, and then there's a Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I hated that sound drop.
That's good shit.
Terrible.
That's good
Not
shit.
Funny. Slap forehead groan. No, how did that make it through first
class.
Draft?
Pure class, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? There's also like, because you said this before, you touched on this, but because they have to show all the things that are happening in a scene, right? Because he's in this world and all this shit's happening in the background, that ends up being quite interesting cinematography. Like, I think. I actually made a good point of like, oh, this is kind of cool. I love the Channing Tatum performance. Him being that little douchey dickhead, and he's like, that was funny, man. Come on, man. It's funny, man.
The one bit I laughed at that entire scene was at the end. It's like, Mom, don't touch that sock. It's my special sock.
If you touch that sock, you're going to need therapy or some shit. It's funny, okay? That's great. Can we talk about...
The cameo that I laughed at.
Yes, let's go.
Ryan Reynolds as the roided thing.
Oh, that?
Yeah. That was, he's like...
Motherfucker, you missed the
finished,
big one.
They haven't finished writing him. Oh, yeah, there was... Okay, I know what you're talking
okay.
about. We'll come back to that moment.
Yes.
They haven't finished writing his dialogues. He's just like, adjective here.
Catchphrase. <Yeah. laughs> So, see, that's good shit. See, I don't know what's wrong with you, man.
but you're right, the funniest bit of the whole film.
Funniest bit of the whole film. They're giving him, obviously, Ryan Reynolds gets all the fucking powers or whatever because he's in the computer game, and he whips out a shield at the last minute to actually deflect some punch. And it's Captain America's shield. The Captain America's shield.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh my God, it's a Disney movie. All right?
Yep.
And then they cut to actual Chris Evans in a fucking diner looking at his phone going, what the shit? Yeah.
Now,
funny shit.
It was funny. However.
Funny shit.
It did start to pack in these little sort of cameos and IP things. And we all shat on, I have on the podcast, but I certainly have online, shat on Space Jam for Warner Brothers packing in every bit of IP it possibly could into that film.
Yeah, see, I haven't seen that one.
Especially
I haven't seen
Legacy,
one.
I should qualify. I don't think this film gets a pass for trying to do the same.
It gets a more than a pass. It gets a boon, Paulie. It gets a kick. It gets a bump. It gets an upstairs. You know
I
what I'm saying?
I'm taking crazy pills.
Check it out, bro. After the fucking sweet Captain America cameo, and then they actually put Captain America in there, right? That's points right there.
Not
then
points.
He whips out a motherfucking lightsaber.
I know.
And is that a lightsaber? And I'm like, you know what? No other movies can do this, Paul. No other movies
well,
can
yes,
just
you're right.
lift
it.
Fucking Disney
Did
shit.
Did you notice it's a 20th Century Studios film because it was started production and all went through it before 20th Century Fox was bought by Disney.
Is that so?
And now it's a Disney, well, even 20th Century Studios, that's now owned by Disney, so it could use all this IP from
that
all
means
other Disney
reshot.
Shit.
That means they reshot all that shit.
No, it wasn't filmed before.
Oh, wasn't completed.
It was
wasn't
on,
completed.
It was, yeah, started.
Yeah, but that's the one out of it. Hey, we're in Disney now. Can we bust a lightsaber in there? Word. That's the shit, man. I was like clapping almost when I saw that shit.
Oh,
I'm like,
God,
yeah, lightsaber, motherfucker.
You'd probably fucking love Space Jam and New Legacy.
I know. Now that you're saying this, I'm a little scared to watch it in case I do.
Oh, God.
I don't think I will, though, because you've been told everyone is shooting that film. Not that, whatever. But yes, no, this is all good shit, man. I'm telling you, this is it's going to be great when you hear my score. It's
what did you think of the Jodie Comer, Joel Keery relationship?
Now, Jodie Comer, I barely remember her from various things. I remember her name more.
She's mostly in Killing Eve.
Killing Eve, right?
Which is
okay.
TV show three seasons deep, I think.
I'll tell you what I thought about her. I thought that they cast her perfectly because she plays the coder geek girl. Now, I don't know about you, Paul, but I've worked with a lot of coders.
I have not.
Engineers. And there are no women in the industry. There's one. I met her, and it's a dude. So I'm just saying that, like, it's like it's what they've done with her is like, you know, the quintessential Angelina Jolie and hackers.
Hackers of the world. No fucking. Unite.
Okay, so no hackers look like that. Okay, frankly, no people look like that. So
one does.
One exactly. Right. So this girl, Jodie Comer, she's sort of cute in a way, but she's not so like she's not Angelina. You know what I mean? Like it's like they have. I think I could buy her being a coder, kind of.
Right.
You know? So putting her in the game and making her look so different, if you ask me, and then putting her
wigs
back in.
Wigs will do that.
It's not just a wig. Her face looks different. The whole thing looks different. It's like, sorry, I almost thought,
wigs plus sunglasses will do
that. No, I feel like they puffed out her face in the real world. Like she may put stuff in her mouth or something because she looked bigger in the real world and then she looked like slender in that world. I don't know.
I don't think so.
In my head, the face was like.
I mean, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Anyway, the point is that, yeah, those things are great. And the relationship part of things, which I know you hated, all right?
Yep.
That thing at the end with her and Joe Keery, that is handled perfectly.
No, it wasn't.
It was handled perfectly.
It was shot terribly.
It was handled at the end when they ran across the street. They were about to kiss and it cut.
I was so.
That's how you handle that. You don't show the kiss.
What about the 4 minutes of staring across the street at each other before?
That was fine. He was going, oh my God, she knows. And she was like, uh huh, I know. And he's like, he knows now. I thought that they were going to go across the street and get hit by a car.
Yeah, well, that would have seemed to fit the way
it pulls
it up.
That would have destroyed the whole sweetness of the movie. Man, you are a fucking evil fuck.
Hey, I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm saying that's the way it was built up, almost like it was going to be that slapstick.
It happened twice. Even like at the end. And Ryan Reynolds in the credits, the pre-post-credit scene, where he sees his friend across
Buddy,
the road.
Yeah.
Buddy, yeah. Right? And then there you go. So, I mean, but that didn't happen then either. You know what, though? I was like about to clap. I was about to clap. I liked the romance bit because you knew that shit had to happen.
Oh,
I liked it because I'm a bitch.
On the nose.
What do you want with this shit? You have to have some heart.
Wayne.
Fucking Commander
Bitches
Data.
Leave.
And I mean
Commander
you.
Data, motherfucker. That's who you are.
I just think this is bog standard average. It's fine. It has some funny moments at the start, a couple of funny bits towards the end. The middle part of the film sags really badly when we almost reset the film.
Unnecessarily. It was treated relatively quickly. Ugh. It had to be in it, you know. I mean,
so
yeah.
I'm just trying to counter Wayne's ridiculous positive enthusiasm
to
give you a realistic
nasty shitness. Okay, this is gonna be great.
Down to earth score, Wayne. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Bum score. Huh? Yeah, I do. If you love fun and you're not Paul. Go get it. Go out and see this motherfucker, man. Go see it.
Demented and sad,
yeah, my titties.
But social.
Yeah, my titties. All right. So, yes, that's all I got to say. You?
Oh, well, I think I've already said it.
You said fuck Wayne's. All right, here we go.
Okay, I'll go first so Wayne can drop his bombshell score at the end. I gave this a 54.
Fucking ridiculous.
It passes. It's fine. I'm not allowed to use that term. Sorry, Dan, from Netflix and Swill.
Why?
But because he's unofficially copyrighted it.
Passes?
No, fine.
Fine. You're right. No one ever said that.
Yeah, it's fine. Otherwise, there's just nothing here that's like, yeah, should you see it at the cinema? If it's safe, sure. Otherwise, just wait for it to come home. You're not missing much. It's not like this grand cinematic amazing spectacle.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Okay.
Here we go. Brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
90.
Oh!
That's fucking 90.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I love this shit.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Probably the best thing I've seen
90?
All year. Probably the best thing
what
I've seen all year.
The
yeah, could be. Could be. I'm telling you. It's right there. And I was expecting nothing as well. So there you are. I mean, that helps. Let's face it. So if you go see this now, having heard my review and you were inspired at all by what I said, you won't find it a 90. I'll tell you that now.
90.
I was expecting nothing. It's a 90.
Just say it again, Wayne.
90. Fuck you. Ball of ass.
90. The highest score on the planet for Free Guy, as given by Wayne.
Yeah, fantastic.
And historians in the future, once you know we take over the world, we'll look back at this moment as when the countdown almost fractured and ended.
Oh, I think you'll find this is the moment everyone took notice.
The bloody producers will be lining up to get your review on the DVD cover. Give us a one sentence drop for the DVD cover / digital cover / you know what I mean, Blu-ray.
I'm getting bad at this on the spot shit, but it'll probably be something like as perfect as Ryan's ass or something. I won't be. Give me some
four
time to think
half
about
stars.
It. Let me get to think about it. give me some
not
time.
Not perfect at all.
I'll work on it.
All right. Well, with that bombshell score of 90, the highest
score. Which I feel like the whole world will agree with. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I feel like your sound sucked dick.
Let us know what you thought of Free Guy.
Folks,
probably how you fell directly between Wayne and I for the vast majority. And you can do so via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show on Podbean, where we host, And check out ccradio.com.au for the other great shows on the network, Believe and Comic Confidential. And finally, check out the Facebook list community, links in the show notes, where I'm sure there will be discussion to follow about this review.
As Paul continues to murder happiness.
And that is it from us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul, the sane one.
My name is Wayne. What? The sane one? I'm Wayne, the insane one, but still the right one.
In that case, we go out like this. Walked into that one.
I did.
Insane in the memway.
Insane in his brain.
Insane in the memway.
Ball choke on my balls.
What? You could have just fast forwarded to the end of the show, listen to those 15 seconds, and there's your review. Excellent. We will catch you next time.
See ya.